Formula number 2. Reflect. Imam Hassan alayhi salam has said, "Don't ever regret deep reflection and rationalization, because thinking revives the alert heart and is a key to doors of wisdom." What is reflection? Reflection involves three phases. You have to identify what is your mental and belief system. What you choose to believe now is an accumulation of your past personal actions, thoughts, and experiences. Number 2, you have to assess and scrutinize how valid are these assumptions in terms of how they relate to your real life experiences and the present context. Number 3, you have to transform these assumptions to become more inclusive and integrative, and use this new knowledge to bring out the best in you for your future actions and practices. Let us use an example to help you understand the above. Example 1. What are your beliefs about money? So here, we actually described the situation and general reaction to uncover personal assumptions or beliefs about the situation. So we'll describe what, for example. I believe that money makes people greedy and selfish. And I analyze, why do I think so? Because when I was much younger, I believed that although my uncle is rich, he never helped my parents when they needed financial help to send me to the best school, even though they asked him for help. So, the next descriptive example would be, money is the root of all evil. You see, I analyze, why do I think so? The thing is, because in almost every TV program that I've watched, they portray the rich as scheming and cunning people. And then again, I analyze another example describing, money cannot buy happiness. And then I analyze, is it true? Why do I think so? And I analyze such because even though the superstars are rich and famous, they are unhappy and have to turn to substance addiction like drugs and alcohol, and some of them even turn to suicide. You see? So after analyzing my thoughts, I have an alternative perspective and point of view about money. Money does not make people greedy or rich. That is the characteristics of that individual person. There are people who are generous and humble. Money is not evil. Some people are. Money cannot buy happiness. But if I can travel and take my loved ones around the world, it makes me happy. And my loved ones happy too. So now what? Now that you have uncovered the root cause of your past knowledge, assumptions and beliefs, you will use the new knowledge and have a better perspective to achieve what you truly want. Example number 2. What are the fears you have? Each one of us have our own fears. However, we have selected 12 of the top known fears for you to address. Fear of rejection. Fear of change. Fear of failure. Fear of poverty. Fear of criticism. Fear of ill health. Fear of loss. Fear of success. Fear of being alone. Fear of old age. Fear of death. Fear of having wealth. So here we actually describe the situation and general reaction with little to uncover personal assumptions or beliefs about this situation. Descriptive. So, what is that fear? I fear rejection. And then you analyze, why and what if? Because I was rejected once when I met a potential client and he chased me out of the house. That is the analytical part. But after analyzing my thoughts, I have an alternative perspective and point of view about fear. Just because one client rejected my business, I should not be affected by the past. I had 99 other clients who accepted my idea and were happy to do business with me. So let's describe what about fear of criticism. So I fear criticism. Why? Because when I was young, I thought I did the best project work in school, but the teacher and all the students criticized my work, and my teacher threw out the project work out of the classroom. So until today, I still fear criticism. But after analyzing my thought, I think now, just because the teacher and the students did not like my project work then, so what? Today, I am running a business and generating profits from the idea from the project work I did, which was about henna and teaching henna art. So the third description was, I fear failure. So I again analyze why. Because I once brought back home a report book with a single red line and I failed math. And my dad hit me so hard that it left my right cheek with his fingerprints. So, but after analyzing my thoughts, I had an alternative perspective and point of view about that. It was a blessing in disguise that my dad hit me. After that incident, I never scored below 70% for my mathematics. So, put in your critical thinking and ask yourself, now what? Now that you have uncovered the root cause of your past knowledge, assumptions and beliefs, you will use the new knowledge and have a better perspective to achieve what you want truly.